So this is a topic we meant to get to yesterday. When you're watching other people's kids, do you follow every rule that their parents have?
No. Jay and I went a little rogue this weekend when we were watching a couple kids. But not because, you know, we didn't put them into
I think I know which one this is.
Into danger. And I'm not going to say names, and don't you say names. But,
okay.
But we were watching a very close friend of ours. And you know, not that his parents said you have to do X, Y, and Z. They never said any of that. But I'm close enough to them that I already know what this child, his, you know, rules are.
Right.
And there were a couple that we were like, well
that one's you know, we're loosening that one up.
That one's optional.
Yeah, yeah. He went to do something, and I sort of looked at him, and I was like, how in trouble are we going to get if we just don't do this? And
Sorry, kid, we do allow underage drinking at our house.
<I know>.
By the way, that was a joke.
He sort of looked at me and was like, well, my dad doesn't mind, but it's my mom. And I was like, well, let's change it up, and I'll take the heat.
Right. I know your mom well.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But then as soon as they got home, he told on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because kids are like that. They can't keep a secret.
No. I know. They were like, well, Kelly let me, and I was like, come on.
Yeah, that's why if you ever commit a crime, you got to take the kid out, too.
I almost did an apology text, but they were like, it's fine. I was like, okay, sorry.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, because they don't want it to come out and it be perceived as something they asked for or, you know.
Right.
So they try to nip it, which is smart. They try to nip that in the bud and go, nope. Well, Kelly, I mean, you're not going to believe what a terrible influence she is.
I know. I did tell him, though. I said, look, I'm going to take the heat, but I'm going to let you get away with it today.
And she gave me my own box of fruit roll-ups.
He sort of gave me a fist bump, and I was like, I got you. Yeah.
That's funny.
But, man, it's a lot of pressure watching someone else's child.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got to get
him
home.
It is hard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to be perceived as, like, the cool parent, too.
Yes.
You want them to be like, yeah, that's the friend's house I want to go to because they're the cool parent.
Right.
Totally.
But you still got to.
Like, you know, we were at an arcade, and he said to me, you know, I know how usually she would rather have him go with an adult, you know, into the arcade section. And he said, can I go with the other kids? And I looked at him, and I was like, go get him, kiddo. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm a cool parent, you know. But then I'm like, don't tell your mom.
That's funny. Someone on our Facebook page said, yeah, I gave those little hellions a bunch of Mountain Dew. They're not supposed to have soda. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people. You're not alone, Kel. Pretty much everyone who responded to this on our Facebook page was like, yep, totally break the rules.
Yeah. You know, within reason. You want to keep them safe and everything, but.
I had a friend, my friend growing up, Tommy, who I did the radio thing with, I had those silly clips with. His family was into, like, junk food, cookies. Like, they had everything in the pantry.
Yeah.
My family growing up, it was like, we didn't have a lot of, like, we had, like, kind of healthier snacks and just other crappy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't spoil our appetite, so no snacks, you know, a couple hours before dinner. It's like, no, we're going to eat soon, you know. And, but Tommy's pantry was like heaven. Oh, my God. So I would go and I would hoard. Like, I look back and I'm like, oh, my God, my parents probably should have sent them money. Because
right.
I would, like, stuff my pockets with fruit roll-ups.
Stuff it.
Oh, yeah. I would full on, like.
Raid?
Raid. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a total raid.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oreos, the little like 4-pack of Oreos.
Sure.
You can fit 5 of those in one pocket when you're a kid.
Oh my God.
Trust me.
You wear cargo pants when you're going over there every time.
Exactly. 100%.
100%.
So funny.
Mom.
Right. Right. They'd be like, yeah, God, ever since we became friends with Blake, we've been going through the snacks a lot faster. You guys must be blowing a lot of energy. Oh, yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, actually, it worked out for them because they had a ride-on lawnmower, and I thought that was the coolest thing. We had just a push mower, so
that
I never wanted to mow the lawn at our house. But at Tommy's house, he had a fancy new ride-on mower because, you know, his family had a little more money than mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, like offer to mow the lawn. So it, you know, if you think about it, if what I saved them in landscaping costs,
yeah,
I probably made up for in the fruit roll-up.
In time.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But think of what a terrible playdate I was. I go over to my friend's house, and instead of like
hanging
playing
with them,
Batman
right.
with him, or
you steal from his cabinet.
I steal from his cabinet
and then get on his lawnmower.
And then I get on his lawnmower
by himself.
I'm basically like a thieving landscaping crew. I'm not a friend.
Did you really love Tommy?
Yeah, absolutely.